Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the year starting Monday, January 6, 2020. The city met with us on the 30th of December. This was a technical meeting on financial details. The city had given us numbers as to the value of our equity award and how much it would buy with those funds. For example, what will it cost to add $250 per member to the welfare fund payments? Now, we did get those numbers last year, and we were ready to settle, but since the city was not, many months have gone by. However, since our membership changes composition over the months, there was a need to refresh the numbers. We did not expect much change, and there was not much, but now the numbers are spelled out to 4 decimal points. Fine. See, it promised another meeting, and soon. They're promising a meeting in January. Date and time not yet set by them, but we'll be there day, night, or weekend. Meanwhile, we have other work to do, and we are doing it. Our education section is going to be giving a training class for the upcoming Administrative Staff Analyst exam, which is supposed to be held on February 10th. It's put off last summer. The training will start on January 21st and go on for 2 weeks, with each topic being taught on only one day. Registration forms will be available sometime next week on the website and will also be included in the upcoming mailing. As usual, members are free and others will have to pay $97.50. Our grievance section had a lovely victory as 2019 came to a close. Nora Sullivan has reported on this victory affecting 16 of our members very positively. OSA won an arbitration award for 7 former members of the School Safety and Traffic Enforcement Unit related to retroactive back pay for work they performed before the 2008 to 2017 contract has settled. The city took the position that the members were not entitled to retroactive pay because by the time the retroactive pay was being implemented, years after it had been earned, the members were no longer in the OSA bargaining unit. OSA took the position that as the payments were for work performed while the members were still in the unit, they were certainly entitled to it. The arbitrator agreed with OSA. This decision was soon followed by a settlement for another 9 former members with a similar grievance. Altogether, the arbitration award and settlement gave our brothers and sisters $382,277 in back pay. Individual awards range from $9,000 to $36,000 per person, depending upon the length of time in the unit, base salary, overtime, and number of missed installments. The average individual payout totals $24,000 per person. Now, that's a nice victory. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and again, next week.